There's really nothing to tell, Gensler protested as Mara led him to one of the lounge's couches and gave him a not entirely gentle push down onto it. I was sitting right here, watching the stars, when the lights went out. Were you alone? Luke asked, stretching out with the force. The man clearly knew he was in trouble, yet was amazingly calm for all that. By then I was, Gensler said. A little earlier I'd been talking with one of the Jeroons, Estausch, the young one, but he left when the engine started acting up. He said he was worried there was going to be another fire. I stayed here until the lights went out, as I said, at which point I decided something serious must be happening and started back toward my quarters. In the ceiling above them, the lights abruptly came back on. Why did you go through the Chiss quarters? Luke asked. Why didn't you use one of the outer quarters? They're better lit. Yes, I know, Gensler shrugged. I didn't really think about it, I suppose. At any rate, I heard someone moving around in the darkness and went to investigate. All right, so you heard someone, Luke said. What did you see? Gensler shook his head. Nothing, I'm afraid. Whoever it was must have heard me coming, because there was no one in the generator room when I got there. Luke looked back at the lounge door, where the stormtrooper and the two Chiss were silently observing the interrogation. Thank you for all your assistance, he told them. Jedi Skywalker and I will handle it from here. You may return to your other duties. He was found in a restricted area, one of the Chiss said stiffly. He must answer to General Drask. He's an ambassador from the New Republic government, Luke countered. There are certain rights and privileges associated with that title. Furthermore, I don't remember General Drask or Aristocra Formby saying anything about any part of the ship being restricted. What about him? The other Chiss demanded, jabbing a contemptuous finger toward the stormtrooper. He cannot claim ambassador's privileges. He was with me, Mara said. Or were you planning to deny ambassador's privileges to me as well? The Chiss looked at each other, and Luke held his breath. We will wait in the corridor, the first Chiss said. When you are finished here, we will escort you back to the public areas of the vessel. He looked at the stormtrooper. The faceless soldier is invited to return to his proper place right now, he added. Swiveling in a crisp military about-face, the stormtrooper disappeared out the door. The two Chiss gave short bows and followed. Quietly, Luke let out the breath he'd been holding. All right, Gensler. We've been very patient with you up to now. But game time is over. We want to know who you are and what you're doing here. Gensler sighed, some of the stiffness going out of his shoulders as he dropped his gaze to the deck. My name's Dean Gensler, just as I told you. I work sort of on the edges of Talon Card's intelligence organization. We know all that, Mara cut him off again. What are you doing here? A gentleman came to me a little over 8 weeks ago, Gensler said. A rather old gentleman, flying a spacecraft of a type I'd never seen before. What was his name? Luke asked. Gensler hesitated. He said he didn't want me spreading it around, but I suppose you two would be all right. He said his name was Cardass. Cardass? Mara demanded. George Cardass? That's the one, Gensler said, nodding. Do you know him? Never met the man, Mara said, her voice carefully neutral, though not from lack of trying. How do you know him? I don't really, Gensler said. I'd never seen him before that day. He came to me and suggested, strongly, that I put in for a transfer to the sector relay post at Comra. He said there would likely be a message coming through soon that would be of great personal interest to me. Okay, so you transferred to Comra, Mara said. I take it this message he mentioned was the transmission addressed to Luke that you filched. Gensler winced. Yes, he admitted. I filched it, grabbed one of our courier ships, and headed for the rendezvous point Formby had specified. Only the ship didn't make it, Luke commented. The hyperdrive gave out in the Flacaria system, Gensler said. Fortunately, at that point, Cardass showed up again and offered me a lift. We came into the outer Krustai system, and Cardass sent a message in. Formby came out in the Chaff Envoy's glider and picked me up. What did he think of Cardass? Mara asked. Actually, the two of them had a long talk together while I was transferring across to the glider, Gindler said. They finished their conversation. I introduced myself as Ambassador Gindler from Coruscant, and Formby brought me back to the ship. And that was that. Luke nodded. Okay, that's the how, he said. Now let's hear the why. There was a Jedi aboard outbound flight, Gindler said. Well, actually, there were several Jedi aboard. This particular one was named Lorana Gindler. He seemed to brace himself. She was my sister. And? Luke prompted. What do you mean, and? Gindler asked.